After a year in the wilderness, it's back! Spodcast 29!
Spodcast!
Hello?
Hello!
Hello?
What's this?
It's us.
Are we doing another test, or is this... What?
No, this is it. We're there. We're going.
Oh, is this a thing?
We're having the funky gibbon.
Have we still got our explicit tag?
Yes.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
Okay.
So, how long have we been gone?
August 2006 was the last podcast, I believe.
Blimey.
God, and it just seems like yesterday.
Yes. So, thank you for listening, and thank you for downloading this episode, and we're really, really, really sorry we haven't been doing anything for a year, but as I'm sure we'll explain during the episode, we'll tell you exactly what we've been doing, and why we haven't been spodcasting.
Will we?
I've got a really good reason for it.
Why?
Yeah.
We've become irradiated with Angelanium.
Ah.
Ah, right, have we?
I knew it was something.
That's why we haven't been on for so long.
Right.
That, and of course the fact that I moved house and didn't have internet for a while, I had ear troubles and therefore couldn't wear headphones.
Had manky ears.
Yeah, manky ears. Well, that's been sort of diagnosed. I moved from France to Scotland. I'm now living in Scotland, so we're all on the same landmass now. I moved here in April and I was undergoing tests and stuff for my ear thing. And the French reckoned it was most likely Meniere's disease, which I'll give a link to.
Which we've talked about before, I think.
Yeah, well, it's now been today I went to the Herr Meyers Hospital, which was coincidentally where George Orwell wrote 1984, in the very hospital I was in the same department even.
Cool. So where's your literary masterpiece?
Have they cleaned it since then?
Not much. Yeah, they have. It's these two blind around it. They haven't cleaned. That was Herr Meyers Hospital. Although whenever I hear it called Herr Meyers, I always think, "We will chop off your Johnson, Herr Meyers."
Excellent.
I always think they're talking about his German. Anyway, so they reckoned today when they diagnosed me and did me tests and stuff, they reckon I've pretty much got Meniere's disease, which means they're going to put me on some medication for it and stuff, and I'll more than likely mention it again in another podcast, but that's pretty much all I've got to say about it now.
Cool.
Excellent. I'm really impressed that the French know what Meniere's is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What with the fact he's French.
Is he?
Yeah, I got to tick. Was. He's now dead.
I was going to say, is he still around?
Did you hear about Waterloo?
Oh, Jared didn't, obviously.
No, they're moving where the Channel Tunnel ends up. It's going to go to St Pancras instead.
It was always supposed to go to St Pancras.
Yeah.
They just didn't get it ready in time.
But they interviewed the CEO or whatever of French Railways, and the interviewer said, "I bet you'll be happy now that it's not going into Waterloo." The French guy goes, "Ha ha, yes, ha ha."
Well, I've got bad news for them. Did you know that we're renaming St Pancras to Agincourt?
Yes! Wasn't that the Daily Mail or the Sun that made that joke decades ago?
Oh, I hope so. Because he needed doing.
Yeah.
Nice one.
So bloody needed doing.
Reason they're going to St Pancras is because they're hoping to extend it all the way up to Glasgow, which would be really rather good for me.
It would.
Why?
Because I can just get on a train and visit my pals in Paris.
Yeah, for like 500 quid.
Yeah, fly for like 50.
Yeah, your choice.
Yeah.
Think of the environment.
If you think about the flight.
Kill some cows on the way.
What's the point of having an environment if you're not going to use it?
And the Nobel Peace Prize goes to everyone apart from Elliot.
Well, I mean, if what's his name, fucking multi-mass murderer bloke, what's my face can win one?
What's my face?
What's my face?
Oh, you know,
Al Gore, I think he's talking about.
Yeah, that's the one, starter of wars extraordinaire.
Okay.
No, Gaddafi, he's talking about.
That too.
Okay.
I promise to stop killing people. Oh, give him a peace prize.
Lovely, isn't it?
Did it work?
What did Nobel invent again?
Nobel. Dynamite.
Lots of things.
Oh, yeah, it has a high explosive, yeah.
Anyway.
It was, well, I think it was due to the effects of cordite, or was it cordite? The one that was used in all the guns during the war, that he thought, oh bugger, I've made lots of explosives, I'm going to make a peace prize out of my money.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But, died. What was it that happened to his brother?
Didn't he blow up?
Yeah. Another partial success.
I think Nobel's brother blew up in one of when the factory went up, didn't he?
I think it was. I don't know. I got it in my mind that it was during testing or something.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
Yep, that works.
We're gonna have to Wikipedia that one.
Yeah, yeah, go on then, Mr. Speedy Fingers.
Nah.
You're not using your dual 2 gigahertz Archimedes anymore, are you?
Nope, I am no longer using my G5.
What are you using now then?
I'm on a BlackBook.
You're not using it at all?
Well,
you're not connected through it?
No, it's in a cupboard running as a server. So I'm running OS X as a server cupboard. It's good.
Right.
Does the job. No key. It's got
Speaking of jobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention that?
Oh, I've got one, yes.
That's
I'm starting my new job probably next week, but I'm still waiting for a start date. I was supposed to have a second interview, but they cancelled it and just said, do you want the job instead? Stop bothering with the second interview, just want a job. I went, oh, okay then.
Which was nice.
So we're just waiting for confirmation of start dates and that sort of thing. It's cool. A sysadmin job.
And what
job
are you going to buy yourself with your first paycheck?
To get myself motivated, I had to promise myself a present, because otherwise I'd never have got off my arse and actually
what
got
you mean
a job.
Is a bribe?
A bribe. So I decided...
A suitable carrot.
What's frivolous and really rather fancy, and it's
would
the
that
iPhone.
Be item number four?
Oh, the item number four on the list, the iPhone. Don't care if...
So you've not got one yet?
No, they're released on November the 9th.
Oh, okay.
Aren't you going to wait a month and wait for the price to drop?
Why?
What, Jared, early adopter Earl?
I'd have one from the States if they sold them here. If I could sneak one in, I'd do it. But no.
I'll tell you what, I have a real problem with people who are complaining that they dropped the price.
Yeah.
If you weren't willing to pay that price for it, why did you?
Didn't they do it 6 months or 3 months after? Which is pretty much how Nokia and Motorola and Ericsson do it as well, apart from everyone seems to forget their phone.
They've done the same with...
everybody in the world, ever.
They've done the same with iTunes Plus tune tracks, and people are complaining about that. You know, get over it. You know, get on with your life.
Yeah.
Can I just mention that, you know my friend Mitch, who's a long-time listener?
Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Mitch.
Mitch. She says, can we let her know when we're casting again so that she can subscribe to it on her iPhone, Jared?
Oh, cool.
Because
she's got one and you don't.
She's in the continental United States, I presume.
And she says, if you get yourself a husband, he buys you one.
Ah.
Right.
So I don't think that's going to be enough.
If you get married, you get given a free iPhone, which I think means that they're like the G25, but for girls.
Because you got a G25 for getting married, didn't you? Congratulations.
Yes.
It's another of the many things
that
happened
during
the hiatus.
That's something I happened when we were off air, and I got married to my wife.
Okay.
Just as well you were married to her and not somebody else, to be honest.
Yeah, that could have gone horribly wrong.
That could have caused a bit of friction at home.
Hmm.
A lot of lubricant requiring friction, or the bad kind of friction?
Oh, don't go there.
Ouch. So I suppose I've got to write... What is this fucking thing? I've got to write a link now to the G25 so that people know what it is, don't I?
Definitely.
Yep. Did you fix that to your desk in the end?
No, I got a big artboard.
Of course you put the artboard under the monitor, didn't you?
Yeah, and I got a G-clamp as well because it was shifting under... when I had moments.
Sorry, a G-clamp.
The motors on that motherfucker. Honestly, Jesus. Yeah, I went to Wilco's and got a G-clip. Clamp.
That was my advice, wasn't it? When I saw it, I said, go to Wilco's, get a G-clamp.
Yeah, it's almost like you're sad enough to have known that that would be required.
Almost, but not quite.
Almost like.
Mm.
So, for all of those people out there who want to buy themselves a G25 super stupid force feedback steering wheel, the like of which God has never seen, do be prepared that you are going to require G-clamps, a plank of wood, and other stuff if your desk has a lip at the front, because...
If it's over a certain size, because the lip at the front of my desk is particularly gargantuan.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no need to boast.
Why not? What? I've got a really, really sturdy desk. In fact, it's probably the one
you're
going to
say
you
had a really sturdy lip.
It's probably the one you used to work at, Stat. I'm not saying where I got it.
You've ripped off
may or
that
may
place.
Not have come from Dale's.
Ah.
Yep.
Okay, how did you end up with that?
Don't ask, I won't tell.
Is it black?
No.
Oh, right. It's not black and falling apart.
No, it's...
That's probably not the one I used, then.
It's sort of... let me describe the colour. I'm going with wood colour.
Oh, colour of wood.
Oh, is it curved? Yeah.
No, it's straight, and it's got the... You know the little gully thing at the back for all the wires and stuff?
Oh, right, yeah.
It's one of those.
I was never important enough to have one of those.
Ah, well, I am, you see. And I never even worked there.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's all right. I you know, think fondly of my time there and then run away.
Yes.
So, anyway...
So, what are you doing these days, Stut?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my MacBook Pro.
Yeah. Which is like slightly... a Dell... That's like a Dell laptop that runs PayBSD, isn't it?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Nice.
A little more expensive, but yeah.
Cool.
PayBSD.
It rocks.
PayBSD.
Seriously,
What speed CPU is that? 213 or something?
Oh God, I'm going to have look it up because I can't remember. 2.4.
Oh my God.
2.4?
2.4. Intel Core 2 Duo, 2 gig of RAM.
Yeah, I've got the Mac with the 2 gigahertz Core 2 Duo and 2 gig of RAM.
Yeah. I went for the Pro because I now use it as my main machine, so.
I use mine as my main machine, although this is my second MacBook, it must be said.
Ah.
Okay. My first one decided to drink a cup of tea.
As they do.
This is not like a fucking PlayStation portable, is it? Did your cats drag it off into their bowl, Jared?
Not this time.
Was it nicked out of your bag on the metro?
Nope. However, Vic...
Which is why you're only on your second one and not third.
Yeah. Victoria, however, did have an accident with her G4 laptop. With a cup
why?
Of, with a glass of water happened to it.
Really?
It was one of those oh crap moments, but it was closed, so we thought, oh, it'll survive. And no, it didn't.
So what we're saying is that the outside of your MacBook is not waterproof. Shock horror.
iBook,
not iBook. Sorry, it's all same thing.
Okay. But
they're
we
not
thought
waterproof
it would be
then.
No, they're not.
So when they say but that you can get the really big 17-inch one, the titanium one, and surf on it, they were actually lying.
Lying. But luckily, because I'd had my accident with mine, I thought, we're going to get insurance for our laptops. So no
That's
matter what
plan.
Happens, we're going to be insured. So
well, you
she
have
might
cats,
be
so, you know,
we have
you
three,
need it.
Three annoying cats.
Mm. I've got a hamster.
Ooh.
Okay. I got a hamster last week.
Why last week?
Because that's when hamsters
because,
get sold to him.
Because I didn't have it the week before and then suddenly I did.
Okay. There was no
Your
reason why you decided to get a hamster.
No. No reason other than just it happened. Needed it needed housing or homing.
Okay.
Right. Was it a rescued hamster?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, yes.
Oh, nice.
If you're going to sit there and take the piss out of Hero.
Hero!
We called it Hero.
Okay.
That's he's incredibly brave.
He's a hamster.
Right.
He's incredibly brave.
Okay.
Even for a hamster.
Okay.
Flying man!
Hamsters do well in drag.
Hamsters. It's because of their light body weight.
I remember your wife's
how
last
a state ratio works. What?
By the way, I remember your wife's last hamster with the oversized testicles, and then it lost one and it still had an oversized testicle that it dragged around.
That's all hamsters have pleasant. Oversized testicles.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway.
It's part of being a hamster.
Yes.
They've got low clearance rate.
Okay.
A ground of
in the high
quarters. Drag coefficient.
Yeah.
Right. Shall we move on to one of the actual items on the list?
What list?
The list we put in. We should mention, actually, we're using Basecamp from 37
Seconds. I can't make head or tail of it.
Okay, it's being used. I've been using Basecamp for ages now.
It seems quite good, actually, and you get your money's worth, don't you?
My life lives in it. It costs me like $49 a month, but my life is in there.
Wow.
Yeah, every project I'm involved in, all the little businesses I've got going on, all the consulting I do, it really rocks.
Mm. So it does pay for itself. Well,
oh yeah,
earn it. It is worth the paying. I'm not that it pays for itself, obviously, because it doesn't actually make any money itself. No. But yes.
But as you guys can attest, you can give other people access to it and stuff, and they have limited usage of it. All that sort of thing.
Well, yeah. They're using to-do lists to write the show notes, aren't we?
Yeah, to-do lists.
Which should hopefully take the pain away.
Yeah. In fact, if you go to the chat tab.
The what? Oh, there's a chat tab. Oh, yeah.
I've
created
a chat.
Unoccupied.
We're all in it, and it all says unoccupied.
Oh, well.
Just a minute while we load up the chat room.
Yeah.
It's going to be an IRC type thing, isn't it?
If 37 Signals want to sponsor us, please do, because, $49 is still $49.
What are they called?
37 Signals. And they're fantastic. They do lots of other products as well. You can get all of them on a very basic plan for free. And then you pay as you add things.
37 Elliot. Signals. It's an interesting...
While I'm here...
...etc.
It says, say hello... Hello to everyone by just typing in the box and hitting return.
But what's very cool is in the chat, if you... have you paste?
I didn't paste.
Oh, you must have done something. Weird. Anyway, yeah, if you put in an image URL, it actually grabs the image and puts it into the chat and stuff like that. But 37 Signals, their basic philosophy is that software is too complicated, so they make really simple stuff, and it's usable, and it's cheap, and, it's just brilliant.
Let's try that image URL thing. Cool, it works!
Isn't it brilliant? Where's Jared? Get in
here! I saw it and thought, oh, it's going to be one of those Flash IRC ones. So
No. It's all HTML.
He took one
all the
look at it, right? And like a deer in the headlights, he froze. Someone give him antlers.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Lovely.
Anyway, so
it bleeps.
That's the ad.
It makes
I
noise.
Didn't paste. Why does it say paste? I don't know.
How are you?
Paste.
Are you just typing in and hitting send message?
No, I'm hitting enter like it told me to.
Very old.
Oh, you're probably using a style of thing.
Who knows?
No, I'm not. It probably just doesn't like opera.
Ah, that's possible.
What do you mean, ah? What's okay, it? So there we go. They've already lost my vote of Campfire by not being suitably cross-browsery.
No, hang on, it's working. I don't know. If anyone who knows the guys at 37 Signals is listening, can they tell us why? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And speaking of people listening,
yeah, do we have
I thought I'd spring this on you, right?
Because
we've got a Facebook group, haven't we?
We do.
I thought what we could do is we could go through the list of our members of this podcast group, and we could out them.
We could.
Yeah, we can point blame for them.
Oh, I've had a werewolf invitation. Oh, goody. How weird.
Oh, gosh.
I don't bother with the werewolf and
no,
the vampire.
No, I'm hating those. It's the werewolves, the vampires, and all that stuff.
And then Ninja Pirates.
Yeah, I just don't see the point. Facebook's brilliant as a tool, but...
Oh, did you hear what Mr. Ballmer said about Facebook?
No.
Go on.
Mr. Ballmer is apparently, during some conference, said that Facebook doesn't do anything that... what was it he said?
Oh, not
that
SharePoint.
GeoCities didn't do 10 years ago.
Okay, he really does live on a different planet.
And I thought, yes, it does. And two, aren't you like supposed to be buying a fair chunk of it for an awful lot of money?
Well, they're trying. I doubt they'll win, actually.
The reason that Facebook is, in my opinion, better than the others is because it doesn't allow you to make it look fucking ugly.
It doesn't let you fuck up the internet with music and black on black text.
Yeah, Facebook takes some customization that step too far.
No, Facebook doesn't.
MySpace
does.
Yeah. I was there.
Oh, let's have glittery cursors and fucking unicorns.
Not good. Not good. Anyway, we currently.
So, are you on the members of Spodcast yet?
We have 9 members, of which we're 3 of them.
And then there's Scott.
So
I'm blaming
Facebook,
Scott and Jared.
Get on there. You know.
No, actually, I'm blaming Scott on Stuck because you worked with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas fair Jared enough. And I have never worked with him.
Should we be mentioning names? I suppose, yeah. Who cares?
Well, it's a public forum.
The one that caught me out was a guy called John Cove. I'd never heard of him.
No.
And he sent me a message. Hey?
He's obviously heard of us.
I think he's a copper, so we should be a bit careful.
I don't think he is. I think he's a software engineer.
No, his picture before this one was in a police uniform.
Yes, it was.
Anyway.
And there's Robert Vincent Zimmerman.
Who's a mass murderer, look.
Oh, hang on. John Cove. John Cove is John Alien. The guy that's been posting on the website.
There you go. Hello, John Cove. Welcome to our...
Oh, my God! The one that we went, who the fuck are you at?
That's the one.
Oh, fantastic. Now we know.
Hey, John.
Hello, John.
How you doing? Glad to have you with us.
We've got
Robert Vincent Zimmerman, then?
Bob Zimmerman, Simon Croft and Andrew Tyler are all friends of mine from Auto Sim Sport, various places.
All right.
They're me chums.
Cool. And thumbs up to Chad.
Yes,
who is
Charlie.
The picture just below Stuart, who is drinking a pint on Facebook.
I am. It's the only good picture I have of me.
Because you're obscured by a pint.
Well, yeah, there's that. Pints. That was at a Christmas party a few years ago. I got completely
flattered. My picture, I'm not playing Connect 4.
Looks like you are, though.
It does. No, it really does.
That's me in the pub on my wedding day, having just got hitched.
Okay.
Did I take that photo?
The wedding suit. It's good.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I like to dress up smart. I'm a very formal sort of man.
So anyway.
Have we got the wedding photos online on Flickr? Or are they on Facebook?
They're on your Facebook, or they're on my gallery.
Good. So, look. So if you click on Elliot and search for him, you can see his wedding photos online.
No, but they're on your... They're on
you
your
get to you from him.
You can
are they tagged?
Your name.
Ah. Say again?
Are they tagged?
He's tagged you.
Of course they are.
I've been tagged.
Anyway, so
oh my God,
if you're on Facebook and not in the group,
if you're on Facebook,
get in there, join
us. Yeah, and if you're not on Facebook, for fuck's sake, join the 21st century.
we'll be doing stuff with Facebook at some point, getting ideas for content and all that sort of thing.
Yes, if you go to photos of Elliot Earle, you'll see his wedding photos added by others.
Oh yeah, I see them.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, there's me. There's you.
I wasn't invited, but I'm not going to go there.
Nobody was.
You see that picture with 4 people on it, right?
Yeah.
Those were the only people invited, and 2 of those are marrying each other.
Nice one.
The other 2 were witnesses.
I thought you were going to say witch then. I was about to say, you dare.
Victoria, waiting outside for the wedding to finish.
Why isn't Megan in here?
What, in this podcast?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like us anymore.
Where's she be? Can I invite people?
Where's
invite
Ned?
People. Yeah, where's Ned?
Where's Ned? Where's
see.
Lewis?
Who can I invite? Who can I invite?
You're well, no, it's not that Lewis was chastising me for not spodcasting, so here you go, Lewis.
Megan.
Yeah.
Tick. Yay.
Lewis.
Sith.
I know.
There must be lots of people around there. Ooh, Mabont.
Oh, yeah, he's not. I could invite him as well.
I wish you invite Toby Beresford. Nah. Anyway, right. Shall we move on? Facebook rocks. Get on there. Oh. I've just lost them. They've disappeared, disconnected. And let me bring them back, I suppose, if I have to. Oh, could you hear it dialing? Bring, bring. Bring, bring. Okay, it's not ringing. So how you all been? Good. Good. Anywho. I could get one of the speaking clocks back in here, but, you know, that seems just boring. Okay, it's failed. For some unknown reason. I've got a feeling, actually, it's my connection that's dead. Which is, you know, bad. Aha! It's ringing! Hello!
Ah. Hello?
What happened there?
I think I dropped off. But, you know.
We weren't that boring.
I suddenly noticed there was no conference call anymore.
Yeah. Oh, did you.
Oh, right. I noticed it went quiet, and then I saw call dropped.
Yeah.
Are we likewise, gone again?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, Skype decided it didn't like us anymore or something.
Is there a time limit on.
Jared's just gone. They're dropping like flies. You're still there, Elliot?
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay, let's try bringing him back at the conference. Bum ba dum bum bum.
Hello?
Hello? What happened now? It's you, is it?
I blame Jared.
Hey? Why?
What went on there?
What do you mean, why?
Well, I
want to be needed a reason. So what does that do to the recording?
It's still going. I didn't stop it. I did
it
like
just
a...
Hello? Hello?
I filled.
Hello?
You know.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So where were we? What were we talking about?
I've lost my to-do list. There's my to-do list.
Right,
we've done that one.
Sim Racing Tonight. Yeah, that's a fantastic show. Everybody should at least give it a go. Even though I know nobody except me is at all interested in it.
What is it?
it's like the Spodcast, but for motor racing, and it's video rather than audio.
A video podcast.
Nice. More like an online TV series.
Okay.
They've got a studio, man.
Have they?
They sit behind a little desk with lots of toy cars on it. It's fantastic.
Cool.
And they talk about sim racing. And one of the interesting things is a three-parter on the history of sim racing.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
And is it good?
My poor little connection can't keep up with watching that and doing this.
Bless.
Says he.
You want to get yourself a broadband, mate?
Yeah, I believe it or not, I've got it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Not very broad, but yeah.
More sort of band.
Speaking of racing.
Yes?
Yeah.
Connor, didn't I say something about him a couple of years ago?
Who? We lost
Who?
That.
What, Casey Stoner, I was saying.
Hey. Oh, Casey Stoner. Yeah, I've heard of him.
I was just saying how they'd look out for this guy a couple of years ago, and he just won the world championship. the nice GP one. Motorcycle Race Championship. So
Jared, you are so just about to fucking disconnect again.
He is, isn't he?
I'm not saying wet piece of string, but very, very wobbly precipice.
It's not me. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, well I'm where the sheep go, in an afraid way. Well, no, it's not Wales. Not anyway. I'm in rural
Scotland.
I live in a little village of 600 or 700 people where there are 5 roads out of it.
Yeah, and we're missing every other word.
I know, I'm getting the impression this is what Jared lives, this is what Jared hears like normally.
Oh, okay.
And now he's about to fall over again.
Shall I disconnect and reconnect?
You can try that. I'll bring you back in.
You can try maybe. Oh, this is going to be fascinating listening for the viewers.
Isn't it?
Auditors.
Open. At least they get to hear the ringing.
I'll sing along next time.
Hello.
How's that?
Hello,
try talking.
Hello.
Hello, try stringing a sentence together so we can see if we're losing every other word. For fuck's sake.
I am now talking. This is a sentence.
Oh, okay. You're modulating.
Ooh. Oh dear.
I know. So anyway, Casey Stoner, didn't he do well? Hey, didn't he do well?
Didn't he just? Yeah, we've been keeping our eye on him for a couple of years, and he finally showed us that our time invested following him was not, in fact, wasted.
Almost completely, yeah.
So, yeah. Good so I'm well happy.
Well
he...
done. Well done, yes, Stoner.
Do we have a link for him?
Oh,
well, for Casey Stoner, yeah, www.motogp.com.
Oh, okay.
I'm only guessing.
Works for me.
Isn't there a Casey Stoner number 27 or something?
Yeah, more than likely. I don't recommend any Stoner.
Oh. Recommend Google Pictures. Stoner? Casey Stoner? Wife.
His young Eastern European heritage.
Do you know
wife.
How they met?
Yes. He signed her stomach.
Okay.
Yeah. When someone that turns up as your.
She lifts her top up and goes, sign me. And we're to believe that he signed her stomach, yeah?
Cool.
And
she's very pretty. She's very pretty. And that's all I'm saying.
Yes. About to vouch for that.
Yes.
Casey Stoner.
She's, I think, was her parents Czechoslovakian or Hungarian?
Something like
one
that,
of the porn countries, anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah, she's from Pornsville.
The thing about searching for him is that you get him with all the, you know, biker girls and stuff.
Oh, that's awful. That could take you hours to sift through them.
God knows which
one's his wife.
I think
Elliot wants you to look for Adriana Stoner.
Ah, oh, that's the one. Oh, hello.
Hi. So, so if we've got a link for him, yeah, Google Adriana Stoner. There you go, there's your link.
Well, I can stick a link to this page in.
Excellent.
See, the thing is Ducati, which he rides for Ducati, they're a very family-oriented factory, so that when he signed up and he got his wife to come with him, they were all on the big table to eat pasta sort of thing. Very Italian family stuff. So,
mafia,
normally,
you mean?
a young kid like that would not be advised to take his wife around the world racing motorcycles because it would kind of distract him. But with Ducati, they expect that kind of thing. So, because I mean, when Fogarty was doing it, his wife and kids were dragged all around the world.
Yeah.
They
I was going to ask you about Ducati, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't Ducati another Italian motorsports team in red who are cheating next year?
Only in the superbikes.
Right. Okay. But that's allowed, is it?
Well,
it's allowed to enter a racing series where you have to race what are essentially tweaked within limits road spec bikes, i.e. bikes that you can buy in the shops.
Yeah.
It is a requirement to enter, which is why Carl Fogarty had to make a handful of his weird green machines. So Jared, you go out and see if you can get me a Ducati 1200cc.
They're still calling it a 1098, you know.
Yeah, but they're lying.
Actually, they have
not doing what it says on the tin.
Under Super Bowl, you have to homologate them, so they need to make 500 of them. Which means they're going to make 500. And you can imagine how many of them will actually make it to the shops.
Yeah, I missed that.
500 1.2-litre engines.
It doesn't want you to say it.
Well, none of them's going to make it to the shops. They're all going to be snapped up by people like Ducati Racing Teams in BSB and...
Richard Hammond. And
Richard Hammond. Oh, fuck off.
Well, he's got the 1098.
Oh, good lord. Now, Susie Perry, I bet, has got basically... one. Because she's a Ducati rider and stuff. Mm. Speaking of motorsports on television, I'm in I run a team in sim racing, and we've got an event running at the moment. My team is competing, and do you remember I showed you that live broadcast with commentary of a sim race?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got that going on.
Cool.
So we've got.
To it on this podcast.
I'll put a link to Pro Sim Racing League because they're absolutely brilliant.
Excellent.
So yeah, so I'm actually competing this weekend. So tune in and watch and laugh at me crashing horribly on lap one or something.
Do you have an anorak that you race in?
Do I have an anorak that I race in? No, because there's no weather in our factor, you wanker.
I think he was referring to the type of people that race, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think I got that.
Okay. We wouldn't want you to miss
it. I mean, it's really good when someone like Jared calls you an anorak. I mean, fuck off.
I've been a professional anorak for 7 years. Most of my life has been chasing the anorak.
Yeah, yep, for an anorak, you've
hear
got
a word of it.
Connection.
Better luck next time,
eh? Most of my life. Mm. Yes.
Anyway,
okay. You really need to fix that connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should go unwireless.
Should we move on to the next item?
Go unwireless. Oh my god.
Preferably one that's on the list.
You're running wireless.
You know. Wireless as well.
One that's on the list is that. Is that Fab or?
Hey. Hello, Jared.
Fab or it?
Favorite.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Favorite. I used to work with a guy called Nick Halstead, who, when he left the job I was working with him in, he started a little company called Assembleron, and he's created a product which kind of rocks. It's basically an RSS reader, but rather than you having to find blogs to read or other RSS-based content, he aggregates 10,000 blogs and organises it by tag, category, popularity and all that sort of thing. And you just go on and you can create slices through the content saying, you know, I want to know about iPhones, and it will give you a feed of just iPhones. Stuff like that. Anyway, I just wanted to mention it.
That
could be more or less useful.
Well, his idea is to open the blogosphere up to people who don't understand RSS feeds, which is, you know, a hell of a lot of people.
As the blogosphere quickly scuttles off and hides.
He's getting a lot of traction. TechCrunch covered it a while back. He's got a lot of coverage in blogs. He was at the Future of Web Apps exhibition, which I'll talk about in a bit. But yeah, lots of people very interested in it. So.
One of the guys I used to work with just left to join NetVibes.
NetVibes.
Which is another Web 2.0 aggregator, homepage type thing. Much like Google Ig, or iGoogle as it's supposed to be known.
Oh yeah, I think I've played with
it. A lot of people seem to be rushing off to join Web 2.0 aggregation companies.
Okay,
well,
Jared,
I'm going to give favor
new Elliot.
What?
Jared is the new Elliot. What? With the connection that's going in and out all the time.
Yeah, Jared, are you actually on the moon?
Yay! Oh, well.
Anyway.
Have we got anything else to discuss, or are we going to...
Well, let's just finish that off. If you go to http://fav.or.it, you can have a look at what it's doing. There's a video of it in action, and you can sign up to be involved in the betas and all that sort of jazz.
But the unfortunately, the video is less entertaining than Faceball.
Indeed. But it's worth watching.
If I'll let Jared dig up the URL for Faceball.
Faceball was fun.
Okay.
It was stupid, but I remember Faceball.
Anyway, future web apps. What a great event. What a great event. Saw Dignation being filmed. Which is rocking.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Those guys rock.
They do. They really do.
Aren't they a proper podcast?
Hey?
Aren't they like a reputable podcast?
Yeah. 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 They have more than 9 listeners.
Yeah, but then they record a show every week.
They do. They do. But then they have lots of money to throw at it as well.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, talks of interest. Kevin Roses was a bit, you know, heard it all before, because he must be running out of things to talk about. Well, you know.
You're saying he's going to become the next Andrew Orlowski?
Oh, God, I hope not. I can't see it happening. Matt Mullenweg of WordPress spoke about scalable websites and had lots of interesting things to say. His slides and so on are up at the Future of Web Apps website, which I'll put a link to.
Cool.
Who else was interesting? Excalibur. Excalibur is a hosting company, and at the Future of Web Apps they launched a new product called FlexiScale, which is basically utility computing. So it's kind of like VPS, but more, you know, flexible. My blog and my personal website has been running on it now for about a week, and it really is rather nice. Bandwidth is dead cheap on it. It's like 7p a gig or something, which is peanuts.
That is peanuts.
It really is peanuts. But what's really cool is that once you've got an account with them, you can sort of create as many instances as you want, and you can also, in the future, once they finish writing it, you'll be able to set it up so when your collective resources become sort of swamped, you can get it to automatically create new instances and load balance across them and all that sort of thing. So it'll sort of grow and shrink as your demand does. It's a very cool idea.
Okay.
It's a very cool idea.
That does sound fairly smart.
Yeah. Be interesting to see how they actually handle it, because, like I said, that bit's still in development, but they've got a full API, so you could actually write stuff to do that already. Yeah, definitely one to keep an eye on. Anyway.
That could be the shape of things.
I think it will be. Yeah.
Any shapes.
Because it's one of the other talks. Oh, God, what was his name? He's looking down the list of people. Simon Wardley, who's a brilliant blogger, really got a good brain on him, and he talks about commoditization and basically the idea that at some point you'll be able to have your server instance and you can move it from provider to provider as you need to. So if you outgrow what FlexiScale can give you, you can move it onto your own dedicated server that's running basically the same system, and it'll, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I think that's one of those great potential uses, much like the flying car.
Yeah, it's one of those things that
could happen, but it's never gonna, because no one's ever gonna give up the there's got to be some sort of a dial out fee, hasn't there? Otherwise, people are just going to be not making money out of you.
But it's the same. It's the same as, you know, if you get a domain name, you have to go with a particular company. But there are now. Whereas originally it was really hard and they made it very difficult to move it from provider to provider. Now it's a bit easier. And, you know, I think that same's going to happen with...
It's a bit easier depending on who you've got your domain with.
Well, yes,
some are easier than others.
The better companies.
Yeah, some are one way.
Yeah, but the better companies make it really easy. I think the same's going to happen. It's just going to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to. Sorry?
Are we coming up to the hour?
Let's have a look. 45 minutes.
Cool.
It's almost. Should we move on?
So talking about the march of time and the moving on of all things internet and how much better everything gets.
Oh,
have you noticed the the degradation in quality of packages available for subscribers to the internet?
Are we talking particularly about Scottish packages?
No, I'm talking about particularly. No, not just the quality of Jared's shitty connection. No, I'm talking particularly about. If you sign up with an ISP, you try and find a decent ISP that offers you unlimited bandwidth.
Ah, yes. Ah,
yeah, which 2 years ago, two years ago, they used to.
Did you hear about Be There? The company that's doing 20 meg broadband in the UK.
They're doing ADSL2.
Yeah, did you hear that they're... they open the Telnet port on all their routers and the details with no password.
Oh, yeah.
That is fantastic.
It was on the register. It caused one of the guys I work with to switch, as it would.
That is brilliant.
Because they were the ones I was looking at when I moved in here. I was thinking, I need... Because obviously when I was in France, I had ADSL 2 plus 24 megabit download, 1 megabit upload, fixed IP. And you can't get that here. And I was looking at Be There and I was thinking, well, they could be alright. And they kept slipping on their rollout data in Scotland. So eventually I was with Vermin.
They're slipping down here as well. Vermin. You know, I'm like 50 miles from London and still can't get it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm O2 owned ISP B. is fighting a constant battle to stay one step ahead of hackers because of a router vulnerability exposed back in February.
Is this still ongoing?
Apparently.
How on earth do they manage to keep it ongoing for this long?
Routers sent out since the update don't have the vulnerability. B says it addresses it in older models by flashing the firmware repeatedly every day. It sent us this statement. Access is restricted to specific IP addresses. This is managed through new firmware we released in March 2007. All new members have joined since then received B boxes? With the updated firmware on. For all members that joined prior to that, B runs a script multiple times a day to update members' firmware with the relevant patch. Why do they need to run it multiple times a day? What the hell's that
because
about?
It's getting hacked every 5 minutes. Where did Jared go?
Yeah, we've lost Jared.
Oh, never mind, he wasn't saying anything interesting anyway.
Well, that's because he couldn't.
So, Jared.
Hello?
Several times a day, man.
Hello? We can hear him typing. He's, ouch, it's getting odd here. That's more information than we needed.
Welcome to Scotland, Jared.
Yeah, it's a baptism of, I don't know, fire and ice. Anyway, so yeah, B sucks. Avoid. But you're right. There is a definite lack of decent. Oh, I can't disconnect him.
Oh, never mind.
There is a definite lack of decent broadband systems out there.
Yeah, because a few years back. All my friends in Australia were saying, oh, you don't know what it's like not to have caps, you don't know you're born, you're so lucky. And then they started rolling across the nation out there, the uncapped ADSL, and they were like, yeah, last proper internet. And about the same time, we started putting caps on ours. And not just caps, but people like Virgin, that sounds quite clear, people like Virgin offering unlimited internet, which is unlimited, subject to an acceptable use policy.
Yeah.
It's unlimited, subject to limitations.
I think we've talked about this before. Trading standards apparently say that it's okay because it doesn't affect most customers. So they can call it unlimited because the majority of customers won't ever hit this limit, which I think is just bloody ridiculous.
I think, yeah, that is. That's like saying a car is safe because most people aren't going to die crashing it. Even though it's got an 8-inch spike coming out of the centre of the fucking steering column.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Victoria back from her art, so I'm going to
fantastic.
Say that we're calling it a night.
Are we? We haven't done, what's Angelenium? Oh, you've done that.
We've done Angelenium.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow, to do this.
I've done everything else.
My God.
Dum diddly dum, diddly dum, diddly dum. Yeah, that was everything.
Cool.
Well, I've got plans for next week.
Next week?
Which are next week, I'm going to talk about OS 10.5 because I'll have it hopefully.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I haven't pre ordered mine yet. He's going again.
Yeah. So, yep. So listeners, and your guess is as good as ours.
Do you want to try that again, Jared?
Yeah. 2007's new TV shows.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good one. Good call. Good call.
Right.
So we can tell everyone who needs their BitTorrent client updating to download the new good stuff and also to avoid the crap.
Yeah.
Although we would never condone such a thing.
Like Moonlight.
Anyway. Right. Shall we go then?
Okay, let's bog off. And we'll say goodbye to our 9 listeners.
Yes.
Oh, no, hang on.
Hi, Ned.
We're 3 of them.
Okay. Yes.
Shit.
Bye, 5.
Bye, Ned.
Worrying,
bye,
Ned.
Minutes. What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Well, why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?